Questions not properly answered don't go away. Like, why would a loving God throw good people into hell just because they're not Christians? Join us for the three eternal destinies of man.
So, Shaul, we just looked at Revelation chapter 21, where it talks about a new heaven and a new earth. And what we saw there was pretty amazing. It describes the bride, or God's chosen holy people, which it also describes as a city, in the new heaven and new earth, comes down from heaven. So this city represents the bride, which is God's chosen people. Mm-hmm. And it says that that city, or the bride, the dwelling place is among men.
Right.
And so what we're seeing is that there's other people in eternity,
right,
other than God's chosen people.
Right, because if we remember, we talked about this as a time when there's no more death.
Yes.
We're in eternity. So nobody's dying anymore.
Yes. And this is eternal life.
Yeah. And we have two categories there. We have the holy people of God who have God's Spirit dwelling in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those other men who are with those who have God's Spirit dwelling in them.
That's right. They're dwelling amongst one another,
right,
but
right.
They're two separate groups. So it would stand to reason to consider, who are those other people?
Yeah.
And what qualified them to be in eternity if they're not God's chosen people?
Yes. Yeah. So you have the typical pictures. You have the saved and the lost. And the lost, you know, those who were wicked are being punished. But what about, who are these other, this other group who are still having eternal life? So if you go into Revelation 20 and you look at the whole chapter of Revelation 20, it brings up something very mysterious to some people who've read these things. It has more than one judgment day, more than one resurrection. And, you know, some people just think of a future judgment day. And, you know, maybe because in their conscience, they know there's going to be a judgment. But actually, if you look at the book of Revelation, there is more than one judgment. There are two judgments.
And there's more than one resurrection.
Yeah. And so, we have the first resurrection in the beginning. Where can you read it?
Yes. It says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, it says, I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Yahshua and because of the word of God, those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand, they came to life and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection.
So that, yeah.
Blessed and holy,
yes,
is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Messiah and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
So you have this group of people who are blessed and holy,
mm-hmm,
and they were part of this first resurrection, and then 1,000 years of waiting. And it says the rest of the dead, whoever these mysterious rest of the dead are, they're waiting for 1,000 years until this second resurrection.
That's right.
And I just say, so who are these people that are being raised in the first resurrection and the second resurrection? We just saw the resurrection. They're called blessed and holy, the first resurrection, those who are part of the first resurrection. Daniel 12:2, you know, if you read Daniel 12:2, it speaks of many. It says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, your translation might say many, it might say most, but whatever word it uses, it's obviously a partial and not a complete resurrection. It says many. And so if you go back to Revelation 20, that first resurrection is also a partial resurrection. It's not complete, because it says the rest of the dead are waiting. And so whenever you see something that says many or some, or it's obviously a partial resurrection, is referring to the first resurrection. But then if you go to John 5:28-29, Yahshua, the Jesus Christ of the scriptures, he said, Don't be surprised at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in their graves will come forth. Can you read it there?
Yeah, it says, do not be surprised at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come forth.
Now, before you go on, so this is obviously, who is this talking about? Because it says all who are in their graves are going to come forth. So which resurrection would this be?
So these are the people who had not yet come to life.
Yeah, they're the rest of the dead, all the rest of the dead who've been waiting for 1,000 years in death. Now they're coming to life. And the amazing thing about these people, you know, you just naturally think from the way we've been trained, you know, that this, if the holy were part of the first resurrection, then this second resurrection must be the lost, those who weren't God's holy people. And so naturally, you know, from the way our upbringing, we thought in two categories. We thought of the saved and the lost. And so if the holy were raised in the first resurrection, we'd naturally put this second group in the category of the lost, the unholy, you know, the damned, the condemned.
So the holy would be like the scripture's way of describing those who the world would call saved.
Exactly.
God's people.
And who are there besides the saved? In most people's mind, in many people's mind, they're the saved and the lost, and so, or the punished or the condemned. But then what's surprising and why Yahshua said, don't be surprised at this, there's a surprising thing that it talks about this group that's being judged here. What does it say about them?
I just want to say before I read that, it seems that this way of thinking is nothing new.
Yeah.
Because here he's talking to the religious people of
his
day.
Yes.
So they probably thought the same way, that we're the ones that are going to have eternal life, the Jews of the time, and everyone else will not.
Because we're the chosen,
God's holy
chosen people.
So it's the same mindset that we see within the religions of today.
Yeah.
So he says, do not be surprised at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and will come forth. Those who did good.
So here's where it's the surprising part, you know.
Yes.
Those
who did good to a resurrection of life, but those who committed evil to a resurrection of judgment.
Yeah. So obviously they were judged based on the good and the evil they did. And if you think about it, after the fall, our Father gave direction to Adam and Eve and all of their descendants. And he said, we're going to give you this, you know, they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had the knowledge of good and evil. And all men who've ever lived, whether they were part of our Father's chosen holy people or not, have this knowledge. It's been passed on from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And so obviously those people who are raised at the second second resurrection are being judged by that knowledge of good and evil that they chose to live by. They either chose good or they chose evil.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have done good will have a resurrection of life. Those who have done evil will have a resurrection of condemnation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here in Revelation 20, verse 7, it says, when the 1,000 years are completed. And then if anyone wants to read that, they can. It talks about how Satan will be released for a short time. But so everything after this point is after the 1,000 years are completed. So after the first resurrection, it says, starting at verse 11, it says, I saw a great and white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their works or their deeds.
And so some people would say, well, the way we would naturally look at it, and we say that we have the saved and the lost, but these people are being judged by their works and they're not all being punished. You haven't read 15 yet, but it says anyone's not written in those books or cast in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a punishment, but it's not for the entirety of that group because it says those whose names were not written.
Yeah.
And so they were judged by their works. But again, if you go back to John 5, 28 and 29.
Those who did good.
Yeah,
those who
because
did
that's
evil.
The complete resurrection. And that's when this great white throne judgment's happening and it's separate from mm-hmm. the judgment and resurrection of the holy.
This is pretty amazing because I think a lot of people that believe in the Bible somehow instinctively know in their hearts that a loving God is not going to give the same eternal destiny to, let's say, a man in China who doesn't believe mm-hmm. in Jesus, but yeah. does the best he knows how to take yes. care of his family and
right.
be kind to his neighbors and be honest, work hard. And, yeah. and when he does wrong, he genuinely feels bad for it. He's not perfect, but his heart is set on doing what is right.
Yeah.
That man will not have the same destiny as someone like Hitler, for example, yeah. just because he didn't believe in Jesus.
Yeah, and this is a huge question. This is one of the most asked questions. What is going to happen to those people mm-hmm. who never had this holy purpose? They didn't know what God's purpose was for them, but they did live by the knowledge of good and evil. They lived by, you know, why would even God give man the ability to eat from the knowledge of good and evil and then punish people who did good, you know, because they would obviously have the ability to do good or evil, to choose good or evil, and then he would just punish them because they didn't know what God's holy purpose was for their lives. But they did eat from that knowledge of good and evil, and they did good.
That's right. So I think a lot of Christians instinctively know that, but they don't know how to biblically or doctrinally make sense of it. They instinctively know that there has to be more to the story.
Yeah.
Because most of them have been taught, well, if you don't believe in Jesus, you go to hell.
Yeah.
But somehow that doesn't ring true.
It doesn't resonate. So this is what we want. Yeah. So this is what we want to, we see unfold in Revelation 21:3. Mm-hmm. So if you go back to Revelation 21:3, it says, there's the bride, the city, and the tabernacle. And then there's that other group of men who are with God's holy people, you know, and you see two distinct categories. Well, God's holy people, if you, in the context of Revelation 20, are those people who ruled and reigned for 1,000 years, who were raised at the beginning of the 1,000 years. And those men are these men who were just raised. They were, raised at the end of the 1,000 years, and they were, those who did good were rewarded. They were, had eternal life. And those are the men who are going to be with the holy. And, amazingly, it says, what does it say there? Is it verse 4 of,
21:4?
Yeah, 21:4.
It says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Yeah.
And there will be no longer any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain.
Yeah.
For the former things have passed away.
Yeah. Now just if you just look at that, the holy have been reigning for 1,000 years, and yet there are these people whose tears are wiped away, right? But mm-hmm. that couldn't be talking about God's holy people whose tears are being wiped away, because they've been ruling and reigning for the past 1,000 years. But whose tears are being wiped away? Those who have been waiting in death for those 1,000 years, who are being, who did the best they could and they lived by their conscience, their tears, their suffering is going to be, you know, those tears are going to be wiped away from them. The holy people won't need their tears wiped away, but there will be those people who've been suffering, who've done the best they can, but they lived a good life. They're going to need their tears wiped away.
Yes.
We hope you're enjoying our conversation as we explore through the pages of the Bible, the three eternal destinies of man.